that between Purim and Pesach are days of Geula, even before Chodesh Nisan arrives, because the time of Mismach Geula LeGeula, the Geula of Purim and the Geula of Pesach, and they connect together, and that's why this is a very special time, an auspicious time for redemption, for Yeshua's, especially as we come to the conclusion of Chodesh Adar. This Shabbos connects Adar to Nisan, because it's the last Shabbos of Adar, because next Shabbos is already Rosh Chodesh, and it's the last Shabbos of the year, if we count the year from Nisan. And although it's no longer the Yemei HaPurim, even according to those opinions that say you could read the Megillah in the first half of the month, beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar, but no one says you could read it after Tezvav. As we mentioned last week, the Gemara has a Havamina, that you should be able to read the Megillah on Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. And that's why many don't say Tachanun on those days. And this week, Sunday, was Yud Zayin. So therefore this week, Purim sort of continued on into this week, into Sunday. And now this is the Shabbos afterwards. So we can extend the Purim, no one will mind, but we can extend the Purim until after this Shabbos. And these are the days. This is the Chodesh Asher Nepach Lehem Yagayin L'Simcha, the month that was turned around. And that includes the entire month. And the entire month of Adar is the Chodesh Asher Nepach Lohem Yogayim L'Simcha Me'evil L'Yomtev V'Nahapachu Asher Yishut V'Yudim Heimba B'Sayneihem. And it's a time also Mesugal for turnaround. Because this is a time when in the seasons of the year we see turnaround. We actually see it literally. We saw it now upon just within the last few days, a complete turnaround of weather. Because we're preparing now for the Chodesh Ha'aviv and also for the Chodesh HaGeula. But there's something else that should be mentioned. I was asked to mention it by some, and I think it's important to mention it because it's in this week's parasha. Something that we have discussed in the past this year, and that is the pasuk in Parashas Pekudei, which happens to be tomorrow's portion of Chumash. Because as we mentioned, you're supposed to do every day of the week that particular portion of Chumash. So the Shia normally is Tuesday night, except next week we're going to have to do it Wednesday. For those who just walked in, we'll discuss it later. So Tuesday night, Wednesday, the midpoint of the week, one learns the portion of Chumash of Revi'i Tol Chamishi. When there is a double parsha, Minag Ashkenaz is to lain for the fourth aliyah, the end of the first parsha and the beginning of the next. That means the fourth aliyah connects the two parshas together, Vayakal and Pekudei. And in this portion of Chumash, which is tomorrow's portion, tomorrow is Chaf Adar, which Chaf Adar is the day that Chayne Hamagel, the Gemara says in Tainus that Chayne Hamagel made a circle, that's why he's called Chayne Hamagel, in which he cries out to Hashem that if Hashem doesn't make it rain the way he wants, he's not budging. And Shimon ben Shotach tells him, the Mishnah says in Tainus, if not for the fact that you are so great, you would be excommunicated for talking that way to Hashem. And Svarim say that Chaf Adar is his man Mesugel for tefillah, being that that was the day that Chayni Hamagel davened for rain and for kol tuv. So in tomorrow's portion, we have the pasuk that the Baal HaTanya and the great tzaddikim of the previous generations have told us is the Kates of Tovshin Ayin Hei. And that is the pasuk, B'yes ha'elef u'sheva ha'meyos v'chamisha v'shevim asavavim lo'amudim. This pasuk is talking about what Moshe Rabbeinu did with the 1,775 silver coins, which the Medrash says he forgot what he did with them. Now, the Kudei in general, the first part of it at least, talks about the accounting that Moshe Rabbeinu makes, and he mentions all the gold, the silver, and the copper, and exactly what he did with all the gold and the silver and the copper. Because there were those among Klal Yisrael, the scoffers, and those who were mocking Moshe, those who doubted Moshe Rabbeinu for whatever reason, and they complained, and they suspected that perhaps he took some of the money for himself. Well, the Svarim ask, how is that possible? Who would even think that Moshe Rabbeinu was into money? But there were those who claimed that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu took the money for himself. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes a detailed account of everything he did with the silver, with the gold, with the copper, with the emails. Everything that he did clearly is mentioned here. Kol HaZohav, V'chesef, everything. But Chazal tell us, but when it came to the 1,775, he forgot what he did with it. Because the silver was the donation of the 600,000 neshamas. Each one gave a machtes hashekel. There were actually a little more than 600,000, 603,550. So the 600,000 even that gave a machtes hashekel, that was used bekal agulgeles for the adonim. That was 100 kikar, and they knew that the silver of the donations of the 600,000 machtes hashekels, which ends up being half of that, which is a ma'as kikar, because it's machtes hashekel, so it's half of 600,000. That was used for the adonim, for the sockets, for the foundation of the Mishkan. The extra 1,775 came from the 3,550, the surplus, those past 600,000. Moshe had forgot what was done with it. Says the Megala Amukas, he brings out a medrash that Rabbi Akiva, the neshama of Rabbi Akiva, reminded him what he did with it. Rabbi Akiva wasn't born yet. But all the Svarim bring down, this Megala Amukas brings it down in Parshas Vayeschanan in two places, that the neshama of Rabbi Akiva maskir is Moshe Rabbeinu, when he has a whole arichas al pi kabbalah, why Rabbi Akiva, he's the sharish of Tarash of Al Peh, and he reached a level that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach, as we see the Gemara says in Menachos. That's not what we're going to be discussing now. But this pasuk talks about the 1,775 silver coins, what was used with it. So, however, he was reminded, Moshe Rabbeinu was reminded that he used this for this, for the hooks that protruded from the Mishkan that were connected to the pillars, and he decorated them with tzipor rosheihem v'chisha koisa. Now, as mentioned, the Baal HaTanya said, and so said other tzaddikim, that this pasuk is the Keitz HaYomim. Yes, Hey Elef Ushva Hameyos Vachamisha Veshivim is 5,775. That is the year that we are in now. It's already almost half over. And the Gemara says, Benisan Asidin Ligoil. So certainly it should be mentioned tonight, the week of Ayakal Pekudei, as we enter the month of Nisan, the Chodesh HaGeula, in the days of Mismach Geula LeGeula, this case. And the question is on this pasuk, the Esha Elef, we read it as an Azla Geiresh. Azla Geiresh, which is Azla Geiresh, is a separation. The Esha Elef, Azla Geiresh, and then comes Ushva HaMeyos V'chamisha V'shivim, which grammatically doesn't really make sense. And there are those who in their Chumashim, they have a Kadma on the word V'Esha Elef, not an Azla Geiresh, which would flow better, because it's a number, it's one unit, it's a number, 1,775. It's known that the Baal HaTanya, according to this tradition, when he laid this pasuk, he said V'es Hey Elef, and when he was asked to correct, when they told him that it's wrong, it's Hey, it's Ha Elef, not Hey Elef, he would not correct himself. He kept on saying Hey Elef, and Rav Wolfson Shlita spoke about it at the beginning of the year. He said it doesn't add al pi halacha anyway. Ha Elef, Hey Elef, it wasn't Ma'akev. Whatever. Not going into the halachic parameters of that. But, and perhaps that could be the reason why it's an Azla Geirish, because an Azla Geirish means it's separate, it's not Ho'elev, it's Hey'elev, it's a remez, that it's the 5,000, and then that goes on the millennium, and then goes Ushva HaMeyes V'chamisha V'shivim. But what is the Azla Geirish, and why is the remez in this pasuk, and why is it in Parshas Pekudei? Everything is Ba'ashkocha Pratis. The fact that it's in Parshas Pekudei, and it begins with an Azla Geirish, there must be a reason. Parshas Pekudei, although it's connected to Vayakel, does not begin with a Vav, which is very unusual, because most parshas of Chumash, 95% of the parshas of Chumash, begin with a Vav, because every parsha connects to the next. And certainly Vayakel Pekudei are connected, they both talk about Hakamas HaMishkan, and yet Pekudei begins Eile Pekudei HaMishkan without a Vav. Why? Vayakel begins with Moshe Rabbeinu gathering all of the Jewish people, telling them about Shabbos, that Shabbos is so great that it does not overrule the construction of the Mishkan. And then it says, Vayomer Moshe el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael leimor, ze hadover asher tziva Hashem leimor. Very unusual that in one pasuk it should say the word leimor twice. Why? It should say, Vayomer Moshe el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, ze hadover asher tziva Hashem leimor. Why does the Torah say leimor two times? And the first leimar, there's an esnachta there, as if that's one sentence, one statement, and then ze adav rashi tziva Hashem leimar is something else. Now Rashi here says on the word ze adav rashi tziva Hashem, Rashi says three words. Li, leimar, lochem. Hashem commanded me to tell you. And all the mefarshim discuss what is Rashi coming to tell us. That Rashi, it's very simple. To me, to tell you. Why does Rashi have to tell us that, though? When else, which lamar doesn't mean that? Every lamar in the Torah means that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael. Hashem told me, in other words, to tell you. Nowhere else does Rashi say that lamar is li lamar lochem. So why here? Why is he telling to us? What does it mean? What's the purpose of saying it at all? Because it's obvious that that's what it means. And why is it being told to us over here? So, one of the big questions that the Farshim ask about Parshas Vayakel Pekudei is the whole these two Parshias are so redundant, l'cha'ira, superfluous. We just learned this in Truma and Tetzava. Why does the Torah repeat Kamat, the same psukim over again, almost with verbatim, with the same trub? We know, as the Mishnah says in the Chagiga, how many halachas are like Harorin, Hatluyin, Basa'ara, the Parchin, Ba'avir. There are psukim that you learn out halachas from an extra vav, an extra s. The Torah is so concise. And yet over here, very liberal with on and on and on, repeating the same thing over and over and over again, which we already learned in Truma Tetzaveh. The Torah could have just said, Moshe gathered all the Jews, told them about the Mishkan, and they made the Mishkan. Why repeat the same thing over and over again when it was already taught in Truma Tetzaveh? Perhaps the idea is, and with this we can understand the connection to the end of Chodesh Adar, and as we prepare for the Chodesh of Nisan, the Geula, and the fact that it's Parshas Parah this week, and Chazak, and we're still related to Purim, as mentioned before. This comes after the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel is the first chet that took place after we received the Torah. Prior to the receiving of the Torah, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu, "Va'atem tihiyu li mamleches kayanim v'goy kodesh." Similar to what a chosin says to a kala under the chuppah. Chosin says to a kala under the chuppah, "Harei at mikudeshes li." The word li is the largest letter of the alphabet and the smallest letter of the alphabet combined in one. The largest means Hashem, Godla Hashem, Mahul Ma'id. Hashem is the greatest. We are the smallest. Ki atem ha-ma'at. We are the Yud. That's why Jews are called Yudin. Yidin, Yudin. It's a Yud because we are the Yud, the smallest letter of the alphabet. And we connect to Hashem, and the word that's used to connect us to Hashem and to connect every chassan and kala, and the relationship we have with Hashem is that of a chassan and a kala, is li. Harei at mekudesh is li. By Yomer Aleihem, it says right before Aseres Hadibas. Aleihem is Rosh HaTevis, Harei at mekudesh is li. By Yered Moshe Alom, Yomer Aleihem, Harei at mekudesh is li. So that's by Atem Tihiyu li. Tihiyu, Loshon Havaya. Havaya is Kedushin, Kiyodua. Makash Havaya li Yitzia, Va'atem Tihiyu li Mamleches Kayhanim v'goy kodesh. However, came along the Chet HaEgel, and the Chet HaEgel caused a separation, sort of a divorce, or a separation between the Chassan and the Kala, and there was a pagam in the word li. The word, the Laman and the Yud separated. It's no longer li because we sinned, we turned away from Hashem. The Imre Emes says that as a result, we know, as a result of Chet HaEgel, not only we had a Yerida, Moshe Rabbeinu also had a Yerida. Lech Reid, Kishiches Amcha. As Rashi brings in last week's parasha, that because we had a Yerida, the Tzadik Hador has a Yerida. So he says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Koyomar Hashem, Simu Ish Charbay Al Yerechai, Ivru Vashuvu. Moshe Rabbeinu normally would prophesize using the word zeh. Zeh means clear. Aspaklaria ha-me'ira. Chazal tell us it's a sefri of Parashas Matos. Rashi brings it in Parashas Matos. Kol ha-nevi'im nisnabe'u b'koi. Moisef aleim Moshe Rabbeinu she nisnabe b'zeh. All the nevi'im, when they would prophesize, they would say, so said Hashem. Because it wasn't so clear. It was aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. They saw a vision, but not a clear vision. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one, ponim b'ponim dibur Hashem, that whatever he saw with clarity. Aspaklaria ha-me'ira. So the Torah uses the word zeh, zeh ha-dover. But by the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu says, koyomar Hashem, despite that he had just given the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and had been zeichet to the Aspaklaria HaMeira, because they fell, so sort of he went down with them, and he lowered his, from Zeh to Koi. And after Chet HaEgel, the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'ata Hanicha Li, V'yichar Api Lohem Ve'achale. Leave me alone, as Hashem was hinting that he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for him, Ve'ata Hanicha Li, and let my anger envelop Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens, Ve'yichal Moshe Espanei Hashem Aleikov, and we all know what happens, Shviras Haluchos, Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and Klal Yisrael do tshuva. They're given another chance, and that chance they're given on Yom HaKippurim, when the Luchos is given to them, the second Luchos. Here by Yakel Moshe, now the day after Yom Kippur, as Rashi says, L'machros Yom HaKippurim, I want you to construct a Mishkan. The Mishkan is the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Mishkan, the measurements of the Mishkan, are 30 by 10, Lamed, Yud, that's Li. Through the construction of the Mishkan, we're going to reunite again. Mishkan is the chuppah, apiryon, asalai hamelach shloimai. Yoim chasunasai, yoim simchas libai, that's the psukim and shir hashirim talk about, the Mishnah and Tainus. It's another wedding. We're getting married again. We're reuniting with, the chasin and kala are rejoining. As Rashi brings the mashal last week in Parshas Kisisa, that's how much Rabbeinu had to write, had to prepare the second Luchas, because he's the one who broke the first Luchas. So that's, the Luchas is considered like the Ksuba. So it's Li again. The Li is, the Areat Mikudeshes Li is being reinstated. We find in Parshas Kisisa that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up again to receive the Luchas the second time, the Heye Nochoin Laboiker, V'yolisa Vaboiker El Har Sinai, V'nitzavto Li Shom Al Roish Ha'or. The Mepharshim says, why does it say Li here? V'nitzavto Shom. We know Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Hashem. What's the V'nitzavto Li? So with this, we can understand. The Li is being reinstated. The Li that we lost, because they were over Lo Yihye Lecho. Lamed Yud stands for Lo Yihye. The Lav of Lo Yihye Lecho Elohim Acherim Al Ponai, which is Chet HaEgel. Well now, they did Tshuva. Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. They're receiving a second, they're getting a second chance. They're receiving the second Luchos. V'nitzavto Li Shom Al Roish Ha'or. We find the Parshas Yisrael, the Torah also uses the word V'hiyisem Li Segula Mikol Ha'anim. Again, Atem Tihiyu Li Mamlechas Kehanim V'hiyisem Li Segula. And then when the Mishkan, when they were commanded to build the Mishkan, the Torah says V'asu Li Mikdash. I want to be, connect with you again via the Mikdash, via the Mishkan, which is the measurements of Lamed Yud. It's interesting that Chodesh Elul is Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Tzror Hamor Doidi Li, as it says in Eshkol HaKoifer Doime Li. It's Pesukim in Shir HaShirim, over and over again, the word Li, because that's the Shir HaShirim is Ish V'Ish Shachosim V'Kala Hashem HaKnesses Yisrael, reuniting again. So Elul was created with the letter Yud, tells us to say for Yitzira. Tishrei was created with the letter Lamed. Elul, Tishrei together gives you Lamed, Yud, that gives you Li. And Yom Kippur is the 40th day of the 40 days of Tshuva, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul, which Li, Lamed, Yud, Li is equal to 40. So Klal Yisrael are being told that Hashem is willing to reunite with them. They're being given a second chance. The only Shevet that didn't sin was Shevet Levi. And Levi has a Lamed Yud in his name, with the Vav. The Vav is the Torah, Ki Yodua. The Vav is the letter that connects. The Vav connects the Lamed to the Yud. They never lost it. They always had it. That's why Shevet Levi remains loyal, and they're the ones who serve in the Mishkan, which is the measurement of Lamed Yud. It's interesting that the word Vayakhel is the same letters as Kaveh Li. Vayakhel Kiva Li. Hope for the Lamed Yud, the aspire that we should be able to be reinstated with Hashem again, and once again hear from him the words Hare At Mikudeshes Li. Yisrael is the letters Li Roish, as the Svarim tell us, but now it has a different meaning. Because when we are called Yisrael, that's the level that we're on, but we are connected with Hashem, and the Lamed Yud are together. When Aaron says, Lemizov Hisfaraku Vayitinu Li, literally, it means, he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, I asked for gold, did I know that they're going to all give me their gold? Vayitinu Li, they gave it to me. And perhaps Vayitinu Li means they gave away the Li. They were willing to give it up to make the ego. Vayitinu Li, they gave away the Li. Mi Asher Chato Li, Hashem says, Emchenu Misifri. Amzu Yotzarti Li, we find in Yeshaya, which is the Haftarah of Vayikra many times, as we get ready for Chodesh Nisan, Amzu Yotzarti Li. The purpose of creation is that we should connect with Hashem, and that's hinted in the words, Lamid Yud. Perhaps that's what Rashi means over here. And that answers why there are two lemars in this pasuk. Because we're talking about two different things. Vayoyim Moshe El Klad As B'nai Yisrael lemar, stop, esnachta. That's referring to the whole parasha. That they should take truma, they should donate, they should build a mishkan. Then, Zeh HaDavar, Zeh HaDibur, Asher Tziva Hashem lemar, another sentence referring to what? Says Rashi, Li lemar lochem. I'm being told to tell you the word Li again. Not Hashem commanded me to tell you. We don't need Rashi to tell us that. Every lemar means that. But this lemar means something else. This is the second lemar, the seemingly unnecessary lemar, a second time. Zeha Dover, we know many times Dover means Dibur. And it's Zeha Dover, not Koyomar Hashem anymore, but Zeh, back to Zeh again. Zeh is Asfaklaria Hameira. Zeh is when Hashem reveals himself completely, especially to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is being reinstated himself from Koi to Zeh, back to Zeh again. Zeh Adavar Ashasiva Hashem, Lamor Li Lamor Lachem. Me to tell you what? To tell you Li, Lamed Yud, Hariat Mekudeshes Li. You're mine again. Now we know something repeated, any repetition in Torah is an expression of love. Rashi tells us, Yaakov, Yaakov, Avraham, Avraham, Loshon Chiba. When something is said again and again, it means someone you love, you enjoy saying their name over and over again. Ki Yodua. And the Torah also, when the Torah repeats itself, when the Torah says about Avraham, twice, Hashem doesn't stutter. So what does it mean, Avraham, Avraham, Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe, Shmuel, Shmuel, all of, it's a Loshon of Chiba. This, the whole parashas by Yaakov Pekuda is repeated because it's a lashon of chiba. The chiba is so great that Hashem is taking us back, and it's necessary to do it after we sinned. And we would think, chas v'shalom, for a moment that Hashem is not willing to unite with us again. So the Torah sort of goes out of its way, kaviyach, and says all of this again. Lashon chiba, because the whole idea of the Mishkan is the chiba, the willingness for Hashem to reunite with us. And perhaps that's also the double lemar. Lemar, lemar, twice. Not only Lema, but also Li Lema Lachem, that even those who sinned, even those who made the Egel, those, the outcasts, those who fell in the Flotim in Ha'anam, the ones that Amalek is able to attack, the ones that we need a Nes of Purim for, they too, there's a tremendous love that Hashem has for them. And they are hinted in this pasuk of Yes Ha'elef U'sheva Ha'meyos V'chamisha V'shim, the Azla Geirish. The Azla Geirish, Azla Geirish in Aramaic, literally means he went out, he went and he was outcast, that he was banished, like by Yigoresh Es HaAdam. The Azla Geirish Jews are the ones who made the Egel. The ones who sinned, our generation is an Azla Geirish generation. We're the most removed generation from all the previous generations. Azla Geirish is Begematria Ma'aseh HaEgel. Exactly, 523. Azla Geirish, who is the Azla Geirish? Those who made the Egel. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the 3,550 Jews above the number 600,000. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with the money that he took from them because they were the forgotten Jews. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, as mentioned in the previous weeks, they forgot 3,000 halachas according to one Gersa, or 300 halachas, and they forgot 1,700 and 50, Kalin, Vachamurin, as the Gemara talks about in Tmura, Moshe Rabbeinu forgetting Isis, forgetting halachas on neshamas. Every halach is a neshama. Every letter in the Torah is a neshama. Every kites is a neshama. The last eight psukim of Torah refer to the lowest neshamas. That's after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. That's why there's a machlokes in the Gemara who wrote those eight psukim. According to one opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu did not write them at all. They're michutz lamachana, those eight psukim, which talk about Moshe Rabbeinu's death, and that's what the Torah reveals to us, that the greatest thing that he did was that he broke the luchas. So Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what happened with the V'yesa Elef U'sheva Hameyos V'chamisha V'shiv, and he had to be reminded. Lamar twice. Lamar, Lamar. Two times Lamar, as we said, the pasuk repeats itself. Lamar, Lamar is also begamatria Azla Geirish. The Azla Geirish Jews are zoichet to a chavivus miyuchada, to a special love a repetition from Hashem, that Li, that He's willing to reconnect with us, He's willing to reunite with us, especially our generation, which is living now in this Zman of Yesha Elef Ushavah HaMeyes V'Chamish V'Shiv. We take a look at the Trup. The Yesha Elef is Azla Geirish, and then it says, then it's Mapach Pashto Zokeif Kotoyim. So just like we're translating what Azla Geirish means, someone who went through Rachman Alitzlan Azla Geirish is able to turn himself around, Mapach. He could be Mahapach himself, Pashta. Pashta means straight. He could turn himself around and become straight again. An Azla Geirish is bent, he's bent out of shape. So a person who sins is called a Shoivev. Shuvu Banim Shoivavim. Those who are off the track. When one turns himself around and does Shuvu, he's able to be straight again. Zokev Kotoim. Even the Ketanim have a Skifa. Because even the small Neshamas are able to uplift themselves. So the Trup of the Pasuk is telling us that even the Azla Geirish, which is the Gematria Ma'asa Ha'egel, the Esa Elef, even those who have fallen, that are out of the camp, the ones that Amalek is able to start up with, the ones that Haman thought that he can be shoylet over, Ma'apach Pashta Zakev Kotman, can be zeichet to a Ma'apecha, and can straighten themselves out, and be uplifted, even though they are Ketanim. And that's the year we're in now. Yes, Hey Elef, Ushraha Me'os V'chamisha V'shivim. Why Parshas Pekudei? Pekudei is the last sedra, the last parasha of Sefer Shemai. Sefer Shemai, says the Ramban, is called the Sefer HaGeula. And it's also referred to as the Sefer HaYetzira HaShenis. Bereshis is the Sefer HaYetzira, the book of creation. Shemai is the book of the creation of the Jewish people. So the last parasha of Sefer Shemai is the end, is the last generation. Pekudei is the last generation. It's the generation that is totally disconnected from all the previous generations. There's many tzaddikim, we repeated it here many times, who said that after the Holocaust, the gap between the generation after the Holocaust and the one before is like 10 generations. We fell so much. Klal Yisrael was so excited to see in the last few weeks the image of the Holy Chafetz Chaim in the video, where you see what a tzaddik looked like in a previous generation. If one studies that picture, one sees the Anivas, the Kedusha, the Yerushalayim, what it was like, what a tzaddik looked like in the previous generation, that was before that, prior from the Holocaust. The excitement is so much because we feel the Yerida, there's such a Yerida, and yet we were zeichet to see the Tzuras Hapanim, some degree at least, and actually moving. You only thought this man stood in one place, he actually walked. The tremendous schus that we had to see a tzaddik from the previous generation. Certainly now, 70 years after the Holocaust, we're in a few months, it's going to be exactly 70 years after the Holocaust. Chav Dalet El, in fact, which is the art side of the Chafetz Chaim, is the day that we come to the 70th year exactly after the Holocaust ended, which Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman supposedly, it's quoted by people who are trustworthy, when he came to America, he said it won't last more than 10 Shemitahs, after the war, and then the Geula will come. Well, that's only a few months away. Because the end of the 70 years from the Holocaust, if you start count from the beginning, so we're 76 almost, but if you count from the end, it's a few months coming. So Parshas Pekudei is the last parsha that talks about the end, and it talks about the beginning. It's the beginning too, because it's the generation of Geula. Pekudei is a lashon of Pekoid Yivkoid. We read Vayakel Pekudei together, because the key to the Geula is unity. How ironic, unfortunately, that every time there's a Pekida, there's always a division. That Klal Yisrael somehow cannot get together about anything, unfortunately, even when it comes to security, or when it comes to whether to put an air, Rachman al-Islam, on the radio against. We're not going into the details now. And then what goes on in Eretz Yisrael with the division, with elections, v'chula, it's all because this is a year of Geula. Whenever it's a year of Geula, I heard this from Rav Wilson many times, that whenever it's a Zman of Pekida, the Satan tries very hard to spoil it and to ruin it, especially by bringing division among Klal Yisrael. Because with unity, definitely, we would be zeichet to the cakes. There's no question about it. Esther knew that. Esther said, Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim. And that's Begematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach. Because Ruach Melech HaMashiach is revealed when there's Leich Knoises Kol Ayudim, when there's Achdus. Nikhalu HaYehudim Be'oreihem, says the Pasuk in the Megillah. When the Kibel, Loshin Yochid, the Kibel HaYehudim Eis HaShaychel Lassus. Vayakel leads to Pekudei. When there's Vayakel, when Jews gather together, then Pekudei, then Pokoi, Yivkoi, then Hashem remembers us, then the Geula will come. So does that mean that we're doomed because we see that there isn't any unity? The fact that we see so much division is a riot that this is such a great time. The fact that the Satan is working so hard to ruin any chance of any unity among frum Jews, among non-frum, among, is only because he knows that this is a tremendous ace rutz, and it's an ace case, and punk the elections have to happen in this time of mismach geula legeula, as we make the transition from Adar to Nisan, from Purim to Pesach. Parshas Parah, the Yerushalmi says, should really be after Chaydash. Yerushalmi says in Megillah, because Chaydash is Rosh Chaydash Nisan. Parah is Beis Nisan. The Parah Adum was burnt on the second day of Nisan. So then it should be Chaydash Parah. Why is it Parah Chaydash? So the Yerushalmi answers, because it's Taharasan Shal Yisrael, that comes first. First comes Tahara. The Pashtas, therefore, Parah has nothing to do with Purim, Parah has to do with Pesach. Halachically, I'll be pshat, because we need a parah aduma to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. That's the reason why we're laning it this Shabbos, and according to many places, it's Dei Raisa. However, the fact that we do read parah before Chodesh, and many years it's the Shabbos right after Purim, and even this year, as we said, after Yud Zayin was Sunday, and Yud Zayin there was a half minute to read the Megillah. So parah is related to Purim too. In fact, parah aduma is begematria ha-Purim. That's not why it's related. But the whole idea of Parah Aduma is Adelo Yoda. It's the mitzvah that makes no sense. It's the mitzvah that the Goyim tease us about. It's the mitzvah that was given to us to rectify Chet HaEgel. What a perfect Shabbos. Vayakel Pekudei is Hakamas HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan was the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. And in fact, as Rashi says in Parshas Nosai, Vayibiyoim Kalois Moshel Hakamas HaMishkan, that the day of Hakamas HaMishkan is equated to Kala HaNechneses L'chuppah. Because we rejoined with Hashem, Li, Hariyat Mekudesh is Li, Yoim HaKamas HaMishkan, is Begamatria Mesameach Chosan Im HaKala. It's Simchas Chosan V'Kala again. So the way to rectify Chet HaEgel, which is an offshoot of Chet Eitz Hadas, where again, we had to know, Lo Yodanu Mehoyoloi, Lo Yodanu, was also Rosh HaTevah's Li, Lamed Yud, Lo Yodanu, we don't know what happened. Who says you have to know? It should be lo yoda, lamed yud lo yoda. You don't have to know. You're not supposed to know everything. Adarabba. So Parah Aduma was given to us as the mitzvah to rectify the misakein chet ha'egel, where they felt they had to know what Moshe Rabbeinu was, and since we don't know, and they calculated, miscalculated, so he was wrong, and Chas v'Shalom, he died, and he's not coming back, so they made an egel, so we have to perform a mitzvah without any das, a mitzvah that makes no sense whatsoever. The Yikhwe Lecha Parah Aduma, which is the Tikkun V'Chet HaEgel, which we know Purim is the Yom Tov, that is the Tikkun V'Chet HaEgel. Purim is also the Yom Tov Ad L'Yoda. So, right after Purim comes Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is the Tikkun V'Chet HaEgel, as Rashi brings down in the Parshas Chukas. At the same time, by Yakel Pekudei, we're learning about Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Torah is repeating itself to show us the special chavivas that Hashem has for Am Yisrael. Once again, Ariat Mekudesh is Li. We read the Parah Aduma. We learn about the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, which makes no sense, because we connect ourselves to Hashem without any das. That means we connect ourselves to Hashem, not using our seichel, but rather our emuna. And when we connect using our emuna, then we don't stray, we don't sin, and we don't understand, we do it anyway. We don't have to understand everything. So Parah Aduma is the Tahara of Am Yisrael. Tahara can happen either by going in a mikveh. Says the Imrei Emes and many other tzaddikim, the Munasitecha talks about this, that the Tahara of the Parah Aduma is for those that mikveh doesn't help. If you go into the mikveh after you became Tamei Meis, you don't become Tahar. So certain tumas, one immerses himself in the mikveh, when he comes out, he's tohar. But Parah Aduma is metahar from tumas meis. It doesn't help going to the mikveh. Meaning a person who fell so low that he's in contact with a corpse, he's in contact with misa rachman atzlan, which misa means disconnect. He's totally disconnected. Asla geiresh. He's out of the cloud. He's an outcast. He's from the nechsholim and the neflotim in ha'onan. Parah Aduma is metahar him. the Parah Adum is taken mechutz la machana. We go out of the machana. The yikhwe lecha Parah Adum mimashar ein ba mumashal yola aleha oil. And what do we do with it? We take it outside, unlike any other carbon. We bring it outside, and that's what we burn it. V'hoitzi oisel mechutz la machana. V'shachat oisel lefonim. To those Jews that are mechutz, the Aslo Geresh Jews, the Jews who need the tikkun of Purim, the Jews that need the tikkun of Maaseh Ha'Egel, the Es Ha'Elef, the Aslo Geresh, which is Begamatria Maaseh Ha'Egel. So Parah Aduma and Vayakel Pekuda, in the week that we read this pasuk, which is the Soid HaKeitz, and the word Lamer twice, and Hashem telling us, Li Lamer Lechem, go together. Tahara comes when there's Achdus. Many ask, how is it possible for the Jewish people to really purify themselves, especially in a time like now, when there's so much Tumah in the world? So we know what the Gemara tells us in Chagiga, that when Jews unite, they are purified. No matter what. Even if we're full of sin. And there the Mishnah says in Chagiga that when the Jews went up to be Oyle Regel, Amei Ha'oretz, the ignorant were believed, Af Al HaTruma, there was a Tahara, that even Amei Ha'oretz were considered Tahar, and only on Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, they weren't Tahar anymore. Says the Gemara over there, wait, we learn it out from a pasuk by Pilegesh Begibbis, Vaye Osef, Kol Ish Yisrael, Ish Echot Chaveirim. Like we're going to say this Shabbos, When Kol Yisrael Chaveirim, when all Jews are together, Vayakel Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, there's an automatic Tahara. That brings Tahara. The Mishnah tells us in Shkolim that Mordechai Psachya, his name was Psachya, besides that his name was Mordechai Psachya Alakinen, he was appointed to instill Tahara in Kol Yisrael, because he was appointed over the Kinen. The Kinen were the birds that the women who were Tomei had to bring to become Tahar. The Zovim, the Mitzray Royim, that the Kenan, that's for those who were Tomei to become Tahar. Mor Dachai, Meira Dachya. Dachya is the Aramaic word for Tahara. Purim brought Tahara to the world. The Jews united. Lech Knoises Kol Ayehudim. Nikalu Ayehudim Barim. The Jews united. Vayakel. When there's unity, there's Tahara. That's Parah Aduma. Then we can move on to Chaydash. Then we can renew ourselves. First we have to purify ourselves. And the Torah is hinting to us that this purification doesn't have to come through tedious, through difficult labor and so on. It can happen through unity, but look how difficult that is. That's more difficult probably than going to the mikvah 1,000 times. Because we see that the Satan, it constantly puts obstacles in the path of Achdus. He doesn't let Achdus happen. That's how, because Achdus is so important. The unity of Am Yisrael is so important. That's why, especially in a year like this, when we have a Keitz right in front of our eyes, and when everyone sees with their eyes already that we're holding Mamish Hotot before the Geula, and yet there should be lack of Achdus among Klal Yisrael. But we're not supposed to be Mekatreg, we're not supposed to talk bad about Klal Yisrael, we have to talk only good about Klal Yisrael. But there is tremendous Achdus among Klal Yisrael at the very same time. There are so many Jews joining together to learn different limudim, whether it's halacha together, Shmiras Haloshin together, Rambam together, Daf Yomi together, whatever it is, all these limudim, limud Torah for sure unites Am Yisrael, the tremendous chesed that Am Yisrael is involved in during these years, all different organizations, unbelievable chesed and achdus among Klal Yisrael, unprecedented in previous generations, as great as they were, they never had such tzedakah, so much chesed that's being done in our generation, which definitely brings to achdus. So there's a tremendous chizuk. We come to the Shabbos of Chazak. This is the last parsha of Sefer Shemos. Shabbos Chazak. Mevarchem HaChodesh Nisan, the Chodesh of the Geula. Which we don't have to wait for Nisan for that. Because we're already in the days of Mismach Geula LeGeula. So the chizuk is that Hashem is constantly saying, Harei At Mekudesh Li. Zeh HaDavar HaShetziva Hashem Li Leimar Lochem. We know every pasuk in Torah is eternal. It's Nitzchias. Especially in our generation, when so many feel disconnected, when so many people feel as if there's such a hester panim. We're living now in the time of Yonoichi Haster Aster Panai Bayoim Ahu. Our generation is the generation of Esther, of Hester Panim. It's the generation of Eile Pekudei Hamishkan. Pekudei also means missing. Pekudei comes from the word missing. Rashi brings over here Hamishkan, Mishkan, Remez Lamikdash, and is Mashkein b'shnei Churban al Avinayseyin Shal Yisrael. It's a remez also to Churban that there's going to be a Churban. There was the Churban Bayis Rishon, Bayis Shetah. That's why it says Mishkan twice. But at the same time, Pekudei is a lashon of Pokoid Yivkoid, and also it's a lashon of Venifkad, which means to remember. It means missing, and it also means remember. Our generation, which is the generation that feels left out, that's nifkad, that's the generation that's going to be remembered. And it begins with the word Eila, without a vav, because this is a new beginning. A new beginning will take place in the generation of the Geula, which we hope that this year of Yes Hey Elef Ushra HaMeyos V'Chamisha V'Shivim is going to be that year. This Shnas HaShemitah, which the Gemara says in Megillah, that the seventh year of Shemitah, is Aschalta de Geula, is the beginning of the Geula. Of Maitzoi Shviyas Ben David Ba. Maitzoi Shviyas, this year, this Maitzoi Shviyas, not that we have to wait for Maitzoi Shviyas, but this Maitzoi Shviyas is the year of Tovshin Ayin Vav Tivosha. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Vayomim Ha'em Tivosha Yehuda V'Yerushalayim. Yehuda and Yerushalayim are going to be saved. Tivosha is Tavshin Ayin Vav. Tivosha. The Hachana to Tivosha is this year of Tavshin Ayin Hei of the Yisrael of Ushva HaMeyes V'Chamisha V'Shivim. And now these weeks, these days right now, as we prepare now for Chodesh Nisan, for Chodesh HaGeula, and we connect Purim and Pesach, we connect Adar and Nisan, and this is the last Shabbos of the year. As the Svarim tell us, the last Shabbos, we could be Masakin all the Shabbosos of the year. At this Shabbos, we get to read Parah Aduma. This is metaher us from all the undesirables, all the iniquities of this past year are being purified when it comes to Parshas Parah. We read the Haftarah, V'zorakti aleichem ayim tahirim utahartem mikol tumoiseichem u'mikol gulileichem atahir eschem. A tahara milmailah. There's a tahara that comes milmailah that we don't even have to go into a mikveh. Even though you could say mikvah doesn't help for Tumas Meis, but here the Tahara goes out to the people. The Parah Aduma is taken out of the Machana and is Metaher, the people who can't come in. So Beruchnius, that means Hashem goes out, he goes out to the Asla Geresh Jews, to the Jews that feel like they've been banished, the Esha'elef, and he's makarav them, and he brings them back, and he says to them, "Harei at mikudeshes li." V'yes ha'elef is begematria hamelach haMashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David comes to the Asla Geresh Jews. Mashiach comes. The Divrei Chaim once said, I heard this also from Rav Wolfson Shlita, who said that the Divrei Chaim was once sitting by a tish, and he made with his hand, and he said, "Mashiach's gonna come to the generation." He made his hand until he touched the floor. He said, he's going to come to the generation that hit rock bottom. He's going to come to the generation, they say, Elosh, and he said, mit der weiße Hitler, with the white hats. He saw our generation. There's no question. He saw our generation. All the tzaddikim saw our generation. They saw what it's going to be like in Ikfas of the Mashiach, and Ikfas of the Mashiach, what it's going to be like in the generation of Asla Geresh. But the Torah tells us that Asla Geresh, mapach pashta zakev katoin, that the Asla Geresh Jews can turn themselves around and straighten out and be zeicher to a zkifa, to an uplifting, to a pastra, kaima zkufa, even though it's a generation that's so small. Zahakotoyn godoyl yihia. This generation of katnas will become the greatest generation, because we have to go through the nisyonis that no other generation has gone through, whether it's the nisyonis of the Holocaust and all the other nisyonis that we have in our time, which in some ways are worse than any of the Nisyonis in previous generations, where they have to work about, where they have to deal with Shabbos and Kashrus. The Nisyonis we have in our generation is even more difficult. We have to have more mysterious nefesh. And the Eibishter didn't put us here for nothing, and obviously he knows that we can, if we want, turn ourselves around and be zeicher to be the generation of the Geula. When Vayakel Pekudeh, when the Jews will gather together, even if not all Jews gather together, the Zayar says, Knishta Chodah, if one community, I always wonder which community that's going to be, if one community will gather together and do what's right, Miyad Ba Mashiach, Mashiach Tzidkenu comes right away. It's what the Zayar says. If one community gathers together and somehow hits the right chord, everyone has, we have to always hope, maybe we're that community. No one knows who that is. So Hashem should help that we should all be zeichet to the tahara of the para aduma beruchnius and to the para aduma begashmius. The Rambam writes that there were 9 cows till now. The hapara ha'asiris yaase hamelech hamashiach mehera yigole. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchus Para Aduma, that the 10th para aduma will be made by Mashiach himself. May he speedily be revealed. And may we all be zeichet to spend the Neichal Shom in Azvachim and Apsachim, to spend Pesach and be able to bring the Karban Pesach, B'tahara, after having a Parah Aduma, be able to do it in the Bayis HaShlishi, which will be zeichet to Refuas and Yeshuas, and Klal Yisrael should be zeichet to a big Yeshua, to the Mapala, of all our enemies that are coming out of the woodwork. All the enemies of Klal Yisrael should have a Mapala, Kein Oivdu Kolo Yivecha Hashem, and we should experience the ultimate geula al yedei Mashiach Tzidkenu immediately.